U.S. Marines north of Baghdad today found six American troops who had been listed as missing. Elsewhere in Iraq, much of the looting that plagued Baghdad and other cities this past week subsided as Allied forces imposed curfews and policed the streets. And U.S. Marines moved towards Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, the last remaining potential stronghold of the deposed Iraqi regime. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Doha, Qatar. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
First, what do you know about the reports of missing troops being found?
Well, we've been getting piecemeal reports over the past hour and a half about six or seven U.S. troops being found by Marines, as you were saying, moving north of Baghdad towards Tikrit. It's just now being confirmed by the war's top commander, General Tommy Franks, who says, in his words, six or seven missing troops have been found, and in his words, again, in good shape. What we know is that he said he had hesitated a bit because he wasn't sure whether these service members were among the five U.S. personnel previously listed as missing or the seven listed as prisoners of war. Officials here at Central Command have been sounding somewhat upbeat over recent days. They say that they've been getting help from the local population in Iraq, which is providing information about possible POW sightings now that the Saddam Hussein government has ended, and that they have been continuing to track down 12 soldiers who are missing or captured. So this is about half of those who have gone missing or been listed as POWs found in one fell swoop.
And what does Central Command say about troop movements in around Tikrit?
Once again, we have words from the top commander, Tommy Franks, who says that U.S. troops have entered Tikrit, which is the city where people have been expecting a kind of last stand in the war. It is, of course, Saddam Hussein's hometown. It is the town of many of his government's loyalists, people who owe positions of power and influence to him. We understand that U.S. Marines have entered and have not encountered significant resistance. It's a troop of task force of Marines, which left Baghdad yesterday, including several regimental combat teams and a light armor reconnaissance battalion, or several battalions, rather. Military officials have been saying they don't expect, without sounding overconfident, they're always very guarded in their language, but that the defenses would be extremely strong. They've been bombed for 2 weeks now, Republican Guard positions. And in fact, a CNN camera crew preceded the American troops into the city this morning. They said they saw empty tanks, empty barracks, signs that people had basically just given up their posts. They themselves came under small arms fire and quickly left. We don't know if Marines are being shot upon, but they're certainly not running into tanks or major opposition, at least according to Tommy Franks.
One other development this weekend, Saddam Hussein's top scientist surrendered. What do you hear about him?
Absolutely. It was Lieutenant General Amer al-Thadi, who was Saddam Hussein's top science advisor. He came on American and world television screens quite a bit during the weapons inspections program because he was the man that UN inspectors would deal with in their search for chemical and biological weapons. He revealed that he had spent the war in his cellar and turned himself in after seeing his picture on TV and realizing that he was on the list of the 55 most wanted figures by Washington of the former Iraqi government. So his way of surrendering was to call a German television station, which did an interview with him, filmed his surrender. What he said during the interview was interesting. He said that the future will show that Iraq had given up its chemical or biological weapons programs long before, and that no such weapons would in fact be found, and none have been found during the past 3 weeks of war. U.S. military officials are describing his surrender as very important. This is, as I was saying, the top scientist in the Saddam Hussein government, and he's described by former inspectors as very professional, intelligent, urbane, mild-mannered, and he even shook the hand of the U.S. soldier who came to arrest him.
Nick, thanks very much. NPR's Nick Spicer at Central Command Headquarters in Doha, Qatar.